These are they which are unclean to you among the creeping things that creep on the earth, the weasel, the rat, any kind of great lizard, the gecko, and the monitor lizard, the wall lizard, the skink, and the chameleon. These are they which are unclean to you among all that creep. Whoever touches them when they are dead, shall be unclean until the evening. On whatever any of them falls when they are dead, it shall be unclean, whether it is any vessel of wood, or clothing, or skin, or sack, whatever vessel it is, with which any work is done, it must be put into water, and it shall be unclean until the evening, then it will be clean. Every earthen vessel, into which any of them falls, all that is in it shall be unclean, and you shall break it. All food which may be eaten, that on which water comes, shall be unclean, and all drink that may be drunk in every such vessel shall be unclean. Everything whereupon part of their carcass falls shall be unclean, whether oven, or range for pots, it shall be broken in pieces, they are unclean, and shall be unclean to you. Nevertheless a spring or a cistern in which water is gathered shall be clean, but that which touches their carcass shall be unclean. If part of their carcass falls on any sowing seed which is to be sown, it is clean. But if water is put on the seed, and part of their carcass falls on it, it is unclean to you. If any animal, of which you may eat, dies, he who touches its carcass shall be unclean until the evening. He who eats of its carcass shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening. He also who carries its carcass shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening. Every creeping thing that creeps on the earth is an abomination. It shall not be eaten. Whatever goes on its belly, and whatever goes on all fours, or whatever has many feet, even all creeping things that creep on the earth, them you shall not eat, for they are an abomination. You shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing that creeps, neither shall you make yourselves unclean with them, that you should be defiled thereby. For I am the Lord your God. Sanctify yourselves therefore, and be holy, for I am holy, neither shall you defile yourselves with any kind of creeping thing that moves on the earth. For I am the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt, to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the animal, and of the bird, and of every living creature that moves in the waters, and of every creature that creeps on the earth, to make a distinction between the unclean and the clean, and between the living thing that may be eaten and the living thing that may not be eaten. Chapter 12. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, If a woman conceives, and bears a male child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, as in the days of her monthly period she shall be unclean. In the 8th day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. She shall continue in the blood of purification 33 days. She shall not touch any holy thing, nor come into the sanctuary, until the days of her purifying are completed. But if she bears a female child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her period, and she shall continue in the blood of purification 66 days. When the days of her purification are completed, for a son, or for a daughter, she shall bring to the priest at the door of the tent of meeting, a year-old lamb for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon, or a turtle dove, for a sin offering, and he shall offer it before the Lord, and make atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the fountain of her blood. This is the law for her who bears, whether a male or a female. If she cannot afford a lamb, then she shall take 2 turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons, the one for a burnt offering, and the other for a sin offering, and the priest shall make atonement for her, and she shall be clean.